First and foremost, the most important thing to understand is that the Constitution prohibits discrimination based on national origin or religion unless there is a compelling reason for the government to do that. So when the government wants to discriminate based on religion or race or national origin, it has to show that there's a really important reason. And it's really hard to do that. Generally, the government cannot discriminate based on those factors. The other thing that to understand is that in immigration law, courts have yet generally given really broad deference to Congress to make laws about immigration. And in fact, has even allowed Congress sometimes to discriminate on the basis of national origin or even gender in ways that we normally wouldn't allow Congress to do when it was dealing with citizens of the United States. So you have these two worlds, right? You have immigration law and you have constitutional law. And so then the question here is, given that this is the executive acting in the area of immigration law, can the executive discriminate based on religion or national origin? This second attempt at the travel ban tries to take religion out of the equation, but it doesn't fix the fact that leading up to the travel ban, the Trump administration specifically talked about this as a Muslim ban. And in any event, even the second attempt at the travel ban specifically discriminates on the basis of national origin. So the question is there a good reason to discriminate based on national origin, or what may actually be going on, discriminate based on religion? I don't know that the Trump administration has put forth enough to get over that hurdle. At the same time, courts might find that because this is an immigration law issue, that they will give deference to the Trump administration.